Afghanistan is a little closer to having a new president. The country has launched an audit of every vote cast in last month's runoff election to ensure the outcome is free of fraud. Now, in many countries, election season means big money for pollsters and media consultants and restaurants and local TV stations. But as the fight for power in Afghanistan continues, businesses across Kabul have faced hardship. NPR's Sean Carberry reports.
Abdullah Abdullah is one of the two candidates waiting for the results. He lives in the middle of a busy Kabul neighborhood with everything from furniture stores to fruit stands nearby. There's always been a checkpoint just outside his house, but since the campaign, additional metal gates and concrete blast walls have sprung up. Ahmad Fuad has an ice cream store close to Abdullah's house. Even though officials and tribal elders have been flocking, it's not helping local vendors like Fuad. The 30-year-old says both directions to his shop have been cut off from regular traffic.
When guests arrive, they park their vehicles here in front of my shop and block the view. The bodyguards come in, sit in the shop, and leave without paying anything.
But economic hardship has hardly been confined to Abdullah's neighbors. The uncertainty over whether the election will be settled peacefully has put spending on hold. Many construction sites have gone silent, and shopkeepers here outside Kabul Airport say they too are hurting. 20-year-old Parvez has a small stand selling snacks. He says business is fine. But then neighboring shop owners bark at him. My translator explains.
So some people tell him that you have to tell the truth because everything is affected since the beginning of election.
18-year-old Yusuf Sahel has a shop on this block as well.
When our election started, not just Kabul, all provinces of Afghanistan, the business are down.
And when you say business is down,
yeah,
by how much? I mean, 10%, 50%?
100% our business down.
Down the road from the airport sit a series of gleaming wedding halls. These neon palaces are the most modern-looking things in the city, and some of the most successful businesses in town, with weddings taking place almost every night. But not this year. Mohammed Payman is the director of the City Stars Wedding Hall. People have been holding off on weddings due to the uncertainty surrounding the election, he says. I'm unable to pay my staff of 300 people, he says. Payman did host about 10 political campaign events, something you'd think would recoup some of his losses.
The campaigns only ordered water and biscuits. The revenue didn't even cover my electricity costs.
If there's one business that should be going well during an election, it's printing companies. For months, campaign posters have festooned every billboard and lamppost in the city. Ahmed Wali Mirzai says his company made a lot of money during Afghanistan's previous elections.
We were supposed to have a lot of works.
But this time, he says most of the candidates used cheaper printing shops in neighboring Pakistan. Sean Carberry, NPR News.